Blaine and Mickey Friday. You know what that means. It means a visit from Buck Rising, brought to you by our friends at Two Rivers Ford, home of the non-commissioned salespeople. Buck, if you were commissioned per show, you would get lots of commission because you're very busy. You have a podcast with Greg Cosell. You have a show right before this show. You do various projects for A to Z Sports. So maybe you should work on commission, unlike the salespeople at Two Rivers Ford.
Yeah, I mean... By degrees, I do, Mickey. and fortunately, I am wildly overcompensated for all of the projects that we continue to add to my workload. But soon, there will be nothing but football, all the time. And I'm very excited about it. Another season.
Well, I know the thing you're most excited about is not players on the field. It's not some impact rookie. It's not some veteran addition. The thing that I know you love most talking about, as proven on your social media the last couple of days, is vaccination.
Yeah.
And no, that's the thing. By the way, Joe Hunt brought this up earlier. I heard him tell you, we got a phone call yesterday from a gentleman who told us to repent of our sins because we mentioned the vaccine. Just because we said the V word. We're in crazy places with
Hallelujah.
This. We're in crazy places with this right now. I'll just say this. Let's keep it to a football standard. The NFL is going to make your life really, 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 really hard if you don't get this. No matter if you believe in it or don't, if it's because of any reason or health concerns, regardless, if you're going to play in the NFL, your life's going to be real hard if you don't get it.
This is the perpetual choice of the NFL. Do you care more about your health or do you care more about your money? That's basically what they're asking these players and the staff and the NFL and everybody who works in the NFL. Hell, it's mandated of us, Mick. If I want to sit next to Mickey Ryan in the press box, then both Mickey Ryan and Buck Rising have to be vaccinated as he flexes for the people on Zone TV, showing off the place where he was stuck to make sure
number two.
That he got number two ready to roll, which means we can soon see Mickey Ryan in studio, which will make me very, very happy as I continue to publicly apply pressure. With the situation in the NFL, they are, as many private businesses are doing, telling their employees, don't mess with our money. Don't do anything that would make life harder for us to earn a dollar. Do not mess with our bottom line or we will mess with yours. And that is the moral of the story. It has nothing to do whether the NFL wants to microchip you and send all of your information to Bill Gates. It has nothing to do with religious beliefs or anything of the sort. It has to do with the NFL's dollar signs because they missed out on a bunch of it. And they want all of it back in spades this coming season. And if the players put that at risk, then they are going to inherently put the players' money at risk.
Buck Rising joins us from the Buck Rising Show, among other entities here on the Zone.
Well, and Buck, too, it's not a league that knows how to lose money. It's a league that has never had to take a loss the way that they just did in the past year. And I think this story about the Vikings offensive line coach that just broke right before we started this show is so interesting. Rick Dennison, the Vikings O-line coach, let go, out as the run game coordinator and O-line coach after refusing the COVID-19 vaccine. Are we going to see more of this over the next week? I mean, are teams basically just forced now to say, look, you know, the NFL's making this decision. Now we've got to work in the best interest of what the NFL is telling us and what we have to do in order to fit into these parameters, because having league penalties from the memo that Roger Goodell sent out yesterday and having the possible forfeiture of draft picks, teams have got to take matters into their own hands at this point.
So I'm just now seeing this report from Courtney Cronin of ESPN. Rick Dennison out as Vikings offensive line coach, run game coordinator after refusing the COVID vaccine. So if they did in fact fire him for not getting the COVID vaccine, I don't think that you should be able to do that. Now, how they legally skirt around it and say, you know, he was no longer able to fulfill his responsibilities within the role of offensive line coach and run game coordinator because he did not get vaccinated. If he cannot do the job, then he cannot be on their payroll. Like, it's as simple as that. But to say specifically, and maybe that is, I don't know, Courtney, I don't know the reporting on the situation, but if they did fire him because he refused to get the COVID vaccine, then that's just feeding into the fears of people who are telling people like me that we're sheep and that it's all about mind control and all this other crap that continues to proliferate my mentions. I'm sorry, Mickey. I'm fed up with it yesterday. I was so tired of it. So tired of it. And it's not even because I care whether people, I'm not trying to save lives. I don't give a damn. Like, that's not my job. That's not my problem.
You're saving cat lives, Buck.
Well, that's another
discussion. More than you know.
The entire discussion entirely. But, this gets into complicated legal waters. The NFL has done what it thinks will protect its ass the most legally. If the Vikings did, in fact, fire Rick Dennison because he refused to get the vaccine, they are opening themselves up to some kind of litigation.
Well, for me too, Buck, this is all about knowing your value. The NFL, from a broader perspective, knows its value and knows that it can create the standard and direct the conversation because it's the NFL. It's the king. They can do whatever they want to, and teams are going to have to play along with it. On a micro point of view, you have to know your value. If you're a special teamer, if you're a position coach, if you're pretty much anything but a starting quarterback, a highly paid star in this league, or a head coach or coordinator, get the vaccine because your value does not outweigh the risk of what could happen to your team, what could happen to your organization if you don't get it and an outbreak starts because of you. I mean, I saw this tweet yesterday. Rashawn Golden, one of my old classmates here in Nashville, played for the Panthers at the time. He's a special teamer. Retweeted a guy that said, look, if you're a special teamer, just go ahead and get the vaccine because they're just going to cut you if you don't because you don't add enough to outweigh the risks. I think that is going to be the next step of this. Those on the fringes of being expendable, they're just going to be gone. And I think this is the first step in that happening.
Yeah, and people have moral objections to that, and that's fine. You can have moral objections to that, but when have we ever known the NFL to be a moral entity? It has nothing to do with morals. It has to do with, can you play? Can we play you? Can we use you? Can we use you and your body to fulfill the function that we need it to do on Sundays? That's what all that matters with this. They're not, I mean, I'm certain that there are coaches who care deeply about the health and safety of their players. I'm certain that there are organizations, ownership groups that care deeply about the health and safety of their players. But more often than not, the NFL has proven that it does not really care. It just cares about the dollar sign at the top of the mountain. And all of this falls into, do you affect our ability to make money throughout the course of an NFL season? If you do, then you are causing us problems and we will find somebody else to do your job because there are plenty of other people who get laid off after training camp rosters are cut down from 53 or from 90 to 53, and it is one of the largest mass layoffs in all of workplaces in American society is the NFL roster cutdown day. We can find other dudes to do your job and take the shot if you don't want to. It's as simple as competitive advantage, and the vaccine is just another example of competitive advantage.
Talking NFL, talking Titans, and much more with Buck Rising here on 104.5 The Zone.
I don't know why I never did the math on it, but I did it this morning. Here's the number that the NFL is most concerned about. Are you ready for this, guys? It's 544. Do you know what that number represents?
Please tell us.
17 games times 32 teams. They need 544 television shows to air at some time during their appointed week that they're set to air. And I bet we'll have some Tuesday night football again maybe this year or Wednesday if that's what it takes. But they've already said, we're not going to extend the season. So forget about that. There's not going to be a week 19 this year. They need 544 television shows because the other thing that only matters is money. And the only way to get all of your money is for 544 television shows to be delivered at their appointed weeks.
And the NFL, listen, this forfeit policy that they put out yesterday and that was reported yesterday by Tom Pelissero, it's just replacing the additional week that they were prepared to add on to last year's regular season. This is the changing in the policies as the information, as the medicine, as COVID itself changes. They are adapting their rules to where, we never needed an additional week of NFL. I mean, an additional week of NFL for potential cancellations before. Now we no longer do because they are saying you have the ability to take this thing under your control, whether you have hesitations, whether you have religious objections, whether you have legitimate health concerns. All of those exist. I'm not telling people that the NFL is doing the right thing here, but we're simply trying to explain why the NFL is doing what it's doing. This is the nuclear option. This is not what happens first if a team like the Titans with the first NFL COVID outbreak gets sick. This is what happens if they cannot do anything else to get this game on the books, which they have shown through playing 256 games last year that they are willing to do just about whatever it takes to make sure that these games get played. Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, whenever they got to do it, they're going to do it because they want their money.
I would imagine that we see some sort of expanded practice squads again this year as well. It was great because it gave more guys a job. It gave teams more roster options. But I would imagine we'll see that as well. And I haven't seen anywhere, Buck, where that number has been disseminated to the public yet. But the big practice squads last year, I thought were great for every reason. More jobs, more everything, more opportunities, but also more guys. Like if you just sometimes needed more guys, then you could bring them up.
Oh, a COVID quarterback is a coaching staff's dream.
It is a dream.
Are you kidding me? They've been looking for extra excuses to keep people like Andy Dalton employed for God knows how long in the NFL. Now they have the ability to do so. DeShone Kizer and Logan Woodside should be praying for expanded practice squad rosters because that's why DeShone Kizer is still in the league. He was the Titans' break glass in case of COVID quarterback a season ago. Yep. And Logan Woodside may be on the outs in that regard because I think anybody who has watched the Titans through mandatory minicamp and through the OTAs has seen how much of a better quarterback that DeShone Kizer is to Logan Woodside. But I digress. I have not seen that confirmed anywhere either, Mickey, if they are indeed rolling ahead with the expanded practice squads again in 2021. But the expectation is that will indeed be the case because we're going to see games moved. As you said earlier, we are far more likely in college football to see games forfeited than we are in the NFL just because of how much more inventory college has opposed to the pros. But we will see COVID still play a role with these NFL teams. I mean, hell, Kadarius Toney, the Giants first round pick yesterday, already on the COVID-19 reserve list, which I am so angry to see the phrase COVID-19 reserve list again in my life, but I'm mentally prepared for it because of all of the things that we are still experiencing societally and the variants that continue to pop up.
Buck Rising right here joining us talking Titans and NFL on Blaine and Me.
Well, and too, Buck, I think it speaks to the larger concern that look at what Major League Baseball has gone through in the past 2 weeks, where a bunch of players go to the All-Star game in Denver and they come back. The Yankees have an outbreak. They can't play a couple of games. I think it was some player on the Rockies as well had COVID too. I mean, look back at how NC State had to end its season against Vanderbilt. Yes, it was a lot of unvaccinated players and staff members who ended up having the outbreak, go through them. But it started with two vaccinated players at NC State who still got COVID-19, and then the dominoes started to fall. I think it's unreasonable to think that just because, a lot of teams are over this 80% threshold, that now the SEC and Greg Sankey have kind of made the mainstream benchmark in terms of professional sports and college athletics. I think it is. Oh, I'm hearing an echo now.
Sorry, that's my fault.
Oh gosh,
my finger slipped.
Can I put you in the fine bucket on this show, or is that just on your show?
Yeah, I will. I will. I showed up for my radio show today at 9:53, so I will pay a fine to Home Street Home at the Buck Rising Show page on 104.5 The Zone. If you would like to also donate to Home Street Home, you may do so there. So I will pay two fines amounting in $10. Total because of I was later than 9:30 for my radio show and because I have committed an on-air faux pas. But your larger point is well taken. And I sent some text because I had a question about that on my radio show today asking, does the NFL, because college football has and the SEC and the Big 12 for however long it remains the Big 12 that only has 10 teams and soon 8 teams. That however long these conferences continue to not be super conferences, there is a threshold in college football for vaccination rates. Now, I sent a couple of texts about this, and the response that I got back was, I think that there are thresholds for staff members to earn additional spots within certain tiers. I think initially they talked about an 85% threshold for players. The way it is currently structured, stark differences in restrictions placed on players who aren't vaccinated versus those who are, which, of course, was collectively bargained. Which is the response that I got back. So the NFL also has thresholds, even if they've not been set in stone. The NFL knows what they are. The NFLPA knows what they are. And it's the NFLPA's duty, and they have done so, much to the chagrin of the players, to inform the NFL players what exactly rules they're going to have to follow this year.
Buck, switching gears a little bit as we get closer and closer to training camp next week. I know
actual football? We're going to talk about football?
I was going to say, I know
let's do it.
We've been thankful for all of the topics we've been blessed with by the Sports Talk Radio gods here in Nashville over the offseason that Mickey and I were talking about on the show. Thank you. Zone TV can see you. Just thank the heavens.
With my left hand, I think that's sacrilegious. Maybe that guy is going to call back and tell him,
repent!
I need to go meet my savior.
Repent! I was reading this on A to Z Sports, Nashville.com, earlier today about specifically the position battle at cornerback. Of all the things, of all the positions moving forward to Titans training camp, this has got to far and away be the most interesting battle when you look at one position. Would you agree going into this point of what we know about this Titans roster?
So, yes, because we don't know who will be battling for said positions, right? Right. You have Caleb Farley, who has, you know, said he rebukes in the name of Jesus the idea Hallelujah. That he would not be ready to go for training camp. So we'll see if the good Lord has indeed blessed Caleb Farley with the ability to be able to participate at training camp or not. Science or whatever the case may be, whatever gets him on the field, we'll see what is the root cause here in a couple of days. But you have Caleb Farley, you have Elijah Molden, you have Janoris Jenkins, Jack Rabbit, and then there's Christian Fulton. Now, you're not going to run a bunch of four defensive back or six defensive back defense. You're not going to play a bunch of dimes because you have a bunch of dudes that can play. It becomes a conversation as to what they do with Christian Fulton, whether they, at the start of the season last year, whether they choose to put him in the slot again, even though he seemed, after he returned from injury, to be a hell of a lot more comfortable on the outside. We know what Janoris Jenkins is and what Janoris Jenkins does. He will be an outside corner. And whether Elijah Molden, who was described by Lewis Riddick during the draft process as a Jedi in the slot, what role he has to play, if that bumps Fulton outside while they try and figure out what the Farley situation is, or who gets left out. If Molden is who has the ability to play a little bit of safety, if he gets moved around in that three safety look that they had with Byard Vaccaro and Amani Hooker last year. There are a lot of different possibilities, and they have a lot of different pieces to play with at this point. Farley's status, and I've heard Teron Davenport talk about this. He hasn't put it out on Twitter, though, so I don't know. I need to text TD to see if he's actually reporting that Caleb Farley's ready to go for training camp, or if that's just somebody that's people are tweeting at me saying that Teron said this,
right.
that he hasn't actually said. So I'll follow up with TD after this. But what the learning curve is for him coming in, Farley, given that Molden has a little bit of a leg up on him at this point, just because he's been able to physically do more. We'll see how that affects the rotation that they have, and really how Shane Bowen and Mike Vrabel decide, and Jim Schwartz, because we've got to say all three of their names apparently.
Yeah.
When talking about Titans defense, we'll see how they determine and what they determine is the best utilization of the parts that they have. Because I think they can do a lot of stuff. But the problem last year that they run the risk of is do not overcomplicate things for the players in a way that bogs the players down.
Buck Rising with us here on 104.5 The Zone.
I need to correct my own math, as I do anytime I use math. John said, hey, Mickey, that's two teams per game. That's not 544. It's 272 TV show. So yeah. Thank you, John. We're cutting that number in half.
Well, listen, we're the idiots who just nodded and smiled because we don't want to do math
just
either.
It's like, oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, that's number. A lot. And it even seemed like a lot to me. That's
I was like, how'd they go from 256 to 500? But I was just like, yeah, Mickey knows what he's talking about. What do I know?
Thank you, John. Well, that's team games, John. That's the way I was saying it.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why I did it that way. Bud Dupree sent a strong message on Instagram. Then he pulled his shirt up and showed his abs, Buck. Do you just feel strongly that message that he sent on Instagram says full go the start of training camp?
What message other than to fat shame the rest of us on the internet? Like, it just hurts me to look at how shredded Bud Dupree is after, you know, this is the process. This is probably the least physical activity that Bud Dupree's done in his life as he works his way back from rehab, and he still looks the way that he does as opposed to, you know, me. But I don't know. It just said, I think it's more for people who are doubting the abilities of Bud Dupree. Like, I read an article on the 33rd team this morning, Mickey, that rated the Titans as one of two most overrated teams in the NFL this year coming into training camp. And Bud Dupree was a big reason. They paid Bud Dupree. I'm reading directly from the article. They paid Bud Dupree handsomely. Dupree is coming off one of his best seasons in Pittsburgh, even though it was cut short by a late late season torn ACL. There is no guarantee he will be ready by week one, and he is certainly not going to be 100% when he first takes the field. So it's just generalizations about Bud Dupree and whether his success is as a product of working with T.J. Watt and that great defense in Pittsburgh, or whether he is just unto himself a great player based on the fact that he's getting paid $16.5 million a year. I think it's more a message to people who would doubt Bud Dupree throughout the course of his career as opposed to a sign that he is ready to go. But we do know that his, according to his own words, his rehabilitation has been on track. How soon he's able to come back from a torn ACL after tearing it in the first week of December, is really up to him physically, because we've seen Jeffrey Simmons doing it a hell of a lot shorter time than people normally do. And we've seen sometimes that process be a bit of a labor for, you know, the average human being that aren't built like super freaks.
Well, they need some rascals to show up and chase quarterbacks, because that's going to determine a whole lot about what happens with this team this year. Buck Rising is a rascal. His birthday is week is over and done. He's done now for his Friday. Buck, we release you into the wild now, like one of those videos that the Dodo tweets out 17 times a day. We're releasing you into the wild to begin your weekend.
Well, unlike the videos on the Dodo, my activities this weekend are not going to be quite as cute and cuddly, because it's my last weekend before training camp, and I'm about to stick my face into a bowl of tequila.
A bowl of tequila?
At least he's honest.
There you go, kids. All right. Buck Rising, have a great weekend. We'll see you same bat time, same bat channel, talking about real football stuff next week. He's already gone. He is.